Joining me on the line is Barry Freeman, Director for North Africa at the National Democratic Institute. Hi, Barry. How can rebels in Libya create a democracy in a post-Gaddafi era?
Well, I think a lot of work and preparation has already been done by the National Transition Council in Benghazi, but also through the formation of neighborhood councils in Benghazi, even in Tripoli, even, you know, when Gaddafi was still fully in control. I think Libyans have been mobilizing for this now for months. The NTC has put out a roadmap that calls for elections to a constituent assembly, or what they're calling a national congress, within 8 months. It will be tasked with writing a constitution and appointing an interim caretaker government. NTC members have said that they will not run for office. I think one thing that's really interesting is that NTC members have been looking at the transition experiences of other countries, trying to kind of incorporate some of the lessons learned, not just from some experiences like Iraq, but also from Eastern Europe, from Latin America. I think there's really a sense that Libyans see this is their opportunity, and I think they really want to get it right. They're going to have to go slow. Democracies are always slow enterprises. Even, you know, our own country still developing as a democracy sometimes. I think there's a commitment to being transparent. There's a commitment on the part of the NTC to reach out to citizens to, you know, keep the flow of information going.
Well, you sound optimistic.
I think I am. I think many people who have been watching this unfold are optimistic. We have some folks on the ground. They're talking to NTC members, talking to some of the folks who are starting to create and form political parties, which had been, you know, banned for decades in the country. There are a number of civic organizations who have sprung up. People on the ground are optimistic.
What about the international community? Is there a role there for other nations?
I think there is. I think we do get the sense that the Libyans very much want to be in masters of their own fate here, but I think they're open to advice and assistance. We've been asked by a number of people on the ground to provide comparative materials. Our representative in country is a former Hungarian member of parliament, and who is a veteran of Hungary's transition to democracy. So they're very open to that kind of assistance, to learning about other, you know, how they can apply lessons learned to their own path forward.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.